Hello and welcome. Chuck Holmes here, network marketing professional. Today's training is about cross recruiting and network marketing. This is a video that I've been wanting to do for a while. I'm going to share my insights, my thoughts about the subject. Just keep in mind, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a corporate owner in network marketing. I'm just a rep who's been doing this over 20 years. I have some pretty good insights. You may agree with me, you may disagree with me, and that's completely okay. Freedom of speech, baby. So what is cross recruiting? This happens when someone who's in a network marketing company, they either leave a company to join another company, or maybe they're promoting multiple companies, and they reach out to people in their team, in most cases, people that they recruited, but also other people in their team, to pitch them or to offer them a spot in the new company. That's what cross recruiting is. It's when you are reaching out to people in a company that you were affiliated with or are affiliated with and promoting a different opportunity to them. So let's just talk about some of the legal and ethical concerns about this. Most companies in our industry, they have a very strict clause in their distributor agreement. And I do find this kind of funny how some of these companies, here we are as an independent rep, and they have these 20, 50, 100, 200 page contracts they want you to sign to be an independent rep. I've never really understood that. It's like they want to own you, which I'm not a big fan of. But if you are cross-recruiting, if you are reaching out to people, you could face termination. You could face loss of earnings. You could even face a lawsuit. And normally what I've seen happen in 20 plus years of doing this is when a company finds out you're in another deal, and this really only applies to successful reps. If you're a top earner, everybody's watching you. So if you join a new company, it's a big deal. If you're just an average rep who's never signed anybody up, or who's maybe signed up one or two people, the company isn't watching you because you're not really a threat. But if you're a top earner and you might potentially leave, then it's a threat to the company. So they got people spying on you and watching you. And if they find out you're doing multiple deals, what most companies will do is they'll either give you a cease and desist, they'll terminate you, they'll cut off your earnings, or they'll even sue you. Now, personally, I find this disgusting as a distributor. You've worked hard to build a business for the company, and they act like they want to own you. And it's just crazy. But you do have a contract, and if you signed the contract, you must abide by it. I understand that. So let's just share my thoughts on cross-recruiting. Number one, people join people, not businesses. If I'm in a company and I'm working with my mentor and we're close friends, we've been working together for years, and he finds something better and he tells me about it, I don't have a problem with that. Why? I like, know, and trust him. Yes, it'd be smart for a person to stick with one company and not do multiple deals and never switch companies, but we're human beings. We're imperfect people, and people are going to join people, not businesses. I'm not loyal to a company. I'm not loyal to an upline. I'm loyal to my team. And number two, as I see it, a person can promote whatever business they want to promote. No one owns you. No one owns me. You didn't sign an NDA. If you are promoting a company for 6 months, 12 months, and you find something better, you have an obligation to your family, not to the company. And if that new opportunity is going to be better for you, then you should be able to do it. Next, this is what really gets me. These companies who complain about cross-recruiting, they didn't have a problem when you joined their company and you brought your team with you from a previous company. But the second you want to leave and go to something better, that's when they get their panties in a wad. And that doesn't make a lot of sense to me either. Another one, these companies act like they want to own you. If you signed a 20-page, 50-page, 100-page distributor agreement, the company wants to own you. I'm sorry, but that's just my opinion. Happy reps don't leave. If someone is happy, they're not leaving. The reason people are looking, or the reason people are leaving, it's because they're unhappy. If someone's happy, they're unrecruitable. They're going to be focused on that one company. And remember this, reps have relationships with the people they recruit, often solid friendships. So if you've been doing network marketing for a while, and you have five or six leaders that you personally recruited through the years, and you're all besties, and you go to a new company, in my opinion, you owe it to them to share it with them what you're doing. They may follow you, they may not. That's up to them. That's their free will. But you have a friendship, and that trumps everything, in my opinion, anyway. Keep in mind, I'm not a lawyer. this isn't legal advice. It's just my opinion on the subject. But this is what really gets me right here. I want to compare this to the corporate world, because a lot of people in the industry, they talk about cross-recruiting like it's unethical, it's illegal, it's shady. I don't agree with that. We're the only industry that I know of that acts this way. And let me give you some examples. Let's suppose you're a real estate broker. You have your own office, you have some agents, and you have a couple agents who either retired or quit or transferred or left, and you need to hire some new agents. But what are you going to do? Are you going to go look for some free agent realtors, or are you going to go try to train some people off the street who've never sold a house before? Now, you could take the second approach, but what most brokers are going to do, they're going to go look for some good free agent realtors and they're going to hire them. Let's talk about a professional sports team. Let's say you own the Chicago Bulls and your star point guard gets injured and he's out for the season and you need to replace him. What are you going to go do? Are you going to go look for someone on the street who's never played basketball for to take his job, basketball before? Or are you going to look for a free agent that you can either trade for or someone that you can draft? What if you're an HR director and you need to fill a spot for your IT director who just quit? They just put in their two-week notice. They're out of here. Are you going to go hire an experienced IT director, or are you going to go hire someone who doesn't even own a cell phone and can't turn on a computer? Chances are you're going to hire someone with IT experience. So in the corporate world, cross-recruiting is very normal. You're always looking for talent in other companies. But when it comes to network marketing, people act like it's taboo, like it's some bad thing. So I don't subscribe to that. I believe that if you are serious about your business and you have people on your team that you care about, your loyalty should be to them. It's not to a company. It's not to your upline. And if you find something better that's going to benefit everyone, you should tell them. In fact, if I had a mentor in my current company and they switched companies and they didn't tell me, I'd be pissed. Not necessarily saying that I would follow them to a new company, but I would at least want to know what they're doing. If nothing else, just out of curiosity, to know what they're doing. Because when a top leader leaves a company, it's usually for a reason that most people in the company know nothing about. Maybe they were on the inside and they saw some things. So these are my thoughts on cross-recruiting. It's best, if possible, to focus on people that you haven't recruited before. So what I would say, too, is you shouldn't go and try to pillage someone's team. You shouldn't go to people in your current company that you did not recruit. I want to throw that out there. People in your cross line in your current company, if you joined a new deal and you didn't personally recruit that person, leave them alone. But if it's someone that you personally brought into the business that you have a good relationship with, I think it's okay to share with them what you're doing. They may get mad at you for telling them. They may get mad at you for not telling them. But I do believe you owe it to them to tell them what they're doing, whether they decide to follow you or not. So cross-recruiting, it's a hot subject. But here's the truth, and I'll leave it at this. I don't know of any leader. I couldn't name one in 20 years of doing this, who left a company who did not talk to people that they had a previous relationship with. So in essence, every top earner I've ever met, studied, has cross-recruited. Some people don't call it that, but that's really what it is. They reached out to people they had relationships when they switched companies, and some of those people followed them, some of those people didn't follow them. But I believe as a leader, they have a responsibility to do what's best for their team. And if no one on your team is making money, if everyone's struggling, if nothing's working and you find something better, why wouldn't you tell them? So that's my thoughts. I'd love to hear your thoughts, whether you agree or disagree. That's totally cool. Leave a comment. Tell me what you think. Also, I put some good resources and links in the description box below this video. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe. Real quick disclaimer again, I'm not a lawyer. I'm not a corporate owner. Individual results will vary. This is just my opinion on cross-recruiting. Worst case, we can agree to disagree. I hope you got some value. I do try to post a new video every day, so check back often. Thanks. Have a great day.